From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. Here's Frank Phillips.
Thank you very much, Barry. And our special guest today is Mayor Brian Windham, the mayor of Brazil, Indiana. We've got a lot to talk about, a lot going on in the city, as always. And we always get good reports on the mayor's office. So it sounds like you're doing a pretty good job over there, and that's great. We wanted to start out today talking about fishing, though. This is time to talk about fishing. You just got back from a trip.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. We went over the weekend, went down to Mississippi crappie fishing, had a good time, caught a lot of fish, and it kind of rejuvenates you, and you get recharged and get back ready to get back to work.
Well, absolutely. Everybody has to get away. You got, like, yeah. What, 20 pounds of fish down there?
We probably had about 20 pounds of fillets that we brought back. We had a good trip.
You bet. And what kind of fish did you get?
Crappie.
Yeah. Crappie.
Yeah, that's down in that area. They get a lot of really nice crappie there. So we had a lot of fun. We went last year also, so it's kind of an annual trip.
Yeah. Those little crappie, they can fight pretty good, and they start twisting, and it's fun to fish for crappie.
Oh, yeah, and I think probably our next little weekend trip will be Lake Erie to do walleye fishing.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you get away for a couple of days and then come back and hit the grind again.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the water line going out to the going out north, well, going out east. Tell us about that, how that's progressing.
Yeah, that's being pretty close to wrapped up. What we needed to do out there was relocate our main. The state, NDOT's tearing out that old bridge and redoing it, and basically our raw water main was in the way. So it was our obligation to move that. It was about a half a mile of line that we replaced and moved, but it was close to $1 million cost to do it. But one good thing that does come out of that, we got part of that old line replaced in doing that. So it was a pretty challenging project. There was a lot of cap rock to try to bore through out there, but we're pretty close to being done with it now. Then the state can go ahead and start on their bridge work.
Now that runs along US 40?
Yes. Like I say, and we are looking into replacing the entire line. There's 5 miles of line from down at Big Walnut to, you know, to the wastewater, or not the wastewater, but the water treatment plant. And that line's 60, 70 years old, and that's our main artery. So we got to make sure we take care of that.
Right, right. Where does that come into the city at?
It comes in right before, just east of Harmony Road, the wastewater. You see them big blue tanks right there?
Okay.
That's the water treatment plant. And then, you know, we not only furnish water for the city of Brazil, we furnish water for Carbon, CenterPoint, or Carbon, and Knightsville and Harmony, so, and a lot of outlying areas beyond city limits. So we service probably closer to 15,000 people.
Many years ago, and I think it was maybe when you first became mayor, we had a real problem with the main freezing one winter.
We had several times we had ruptures, and we've done repairs on it, and that's very expensive to do. It's an old cast iron line, and when you think about iron being very strong, but on the other hand, it's very brittle. It's very sensitive. So it's really lived beyond its lifespan.
Yeah.
So we are looking at the possibility of running a new line.
Are we still running into a lot of water breaks around town?
Not as much. We've been trying to replace more line as time goes up instead of just putting Band-Aids on it. And that's starting to show up and work a little better. We still have our issues because, there again, we've got over a mile of clamps in the ground. Mm-hmm. So that's not really a good thing there. And we're trying to address that and, like, say, replacing sections of line now just instead of just doing a Band-Aid. We've had some water issues, and that's just due to the fact, you know, joints coming in with their broadband and a lot of boring and stuff like that. And there's so many things underground that we got to deal with that too.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us anything about how that joint project is going? Because I know We tried to sign up where we are, and they said, well, you have to have 40% of your neighbors signed up. And I think at that time in our neighborhood, there was 5% signed up. So how's that project going? Have you heard anything?
I don't know what the percentages are right now, Frank, but, you know, it looks like to me they're pretty much lacing that line on about every street.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know it's going to take some patience. Things are really tore up in doing that, but I'm assured by Joint that they're going to come in behind that project and repair everything where there's any damage done to our roads, sidewalks, yards, things of that nature.
Well, to be fair to Joint, on the other hand, the other side of the coin is people are always complaining all the time about, well, my internet's out. Why don't I have good internet service? So this ought to take care of that when they get installed.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, it's very important to have that type of service in your community if you expect it to grow.
Yeah. And we have a drainage project that we're working on.
Yes, we do. It's up kind of north of the hospital in that area. Basically a stormwater situation to help with the flooding up there. It's a pretty good sized project. It just got bid out here in the last couple of weeks, and that bid should be awarded here in just the next day or two, I believe.
Well, another project that's just been bid out not long ago is for the splash pad, and that's a fun thing to think about.
Yeah, we're really excited to see that. I think that's going to have a big impact on the community. It's always great to have some added activity to the park system, and that'll be a great one. And really another thing that good came out of the splash pad is we're going to have a really nice new basketball court, because the one that's there now is going to be moved. It's going to be over, still in Forest Park, but it'll be over by the Comfort Station, a little closer to the walking track. So, that's going to be a good project, and we're really excited to see them start breaking ground on that.
Sure, that's tremendous. And you were telling me that the new salt and sand building is ready to go.
Yeah, that just got completed yesterday. It sits just south of the new city garage, and what it's designed to do is for our salt and sand that we need to store, you know, in case we need it in the wintertime. That had previously been stored out of what's referred to as the old zoo building at Craig Park, which is in disrepair, to be quite honest with you. So by getting that salt and sand out of there, now I think we'll be in a position to do something with that zoo building, which either remove it or, you know, it's going to be freed up to, I'd like to see us get rid of that eyesore out there, and then it could be used for some type of development in the park itself.
Mm-hmm. So the new building that was completed yesterday, that's located south of 40. Help me out. South of 40 and not too far from the skate park and from Cilantro's restaurant. Is that right?
Well, it's the new city garage is south on Depot by the school garage that's there, or one of the school buildings, maintenance buildings. It's just south of, it's just north of Church Street on Depot.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right there beside the new city garage.
Yeah, I think I was thinking about the school maintenance building.
Yeah, that's south. Yeah, this is north on Depot, about a block and a half.
Okay, great. That's wonderful. So we were also talking about there is the talk of putting solar lighting in for the city water treatment plant. Is that just lighting, or is that for other things also?
No, there was a company came in and done a presentation to the city council, and it was about solar power and what they felt like advantages of that would be. That presentation involved the wastewater treatment plant. Probably 65% of our energy use is that entity in itself. Takes a lot of electric to run those pumps. They run all the time. So it's kind of a fact-finding mission there. Right now, where it's standing, there was a company that came in, just done their presentation to city council. And city council now has all that information in front of them where they can investigate it more if they'd like to, and see what they'd like to do, if they'd like to pursue something like that or not.
I don't think we think of solar being used for anything other than lights, but if you went in that direction, It would be powering motors and pumps and everything then.
Yeah, it would. There's a couple ways you can do it, but I mean, we could. It could be set up where you could power 100% of that plant down there.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, and we have the acreage down there if they'd want to go that route with that it takes to put the panels in.
So it would be a lot of panels, like we have out by the high school.
Sure. Absolutely. Field. Something of that nature.
Okay. Yeah. Great. And the last thing that we wanted to talk about today was that jet that's on the courthouse lawn. That's a real something people always identify with the courthouse, and that's kind of neat to see that jet sitting there.
Yeah, well, I was really tickled to see that project been on the, it seemed like it got put on the back burner for quite some time, and that's unfortunate, but anyhow, we did get to going on it. That jet is actually in the care of the city of Brazil, as who's contracted with Wright Air Force Base. And there's not many of those Sabre jets left, less than 100. And it was obviously looking in disrepair. So we put a project together to paint it. The correct decals are on it. We actually was able to get a hold of a picture of that very jet sitting on tarmac in the 50s.
Yeah.
So we wanted to recreate that, and we had a lot of help involved in that. Be quite honest with you, Duke Energy partnered with us and donated $5,000 to help restore that to the way you see it today. Clover Signs done the decals. So it finally did come together. It looks real nice. That is our Korean War Memorial, and we want to treat it as such. And,
sure.
So, yeah, I was really glad to see it. It's a lot more colorful than what we had seen in the past. And
yeah.
So, yeah, it's that's something I've been working on for quite some time, and really glad to see that happen.
Okay, that's tremendous. Our guest today has been Mayor Brian Windham, the mayor of Brazil, Indiana. And my name is Frank Phillips. Thank you very much for listening.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 11:30 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM, and on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock, WFMB. For a replay of this program or any past programs, go to any of our station websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community.